Well, as you can see, I'm not Reverend Sylvia. But I'm very, very happy and honored to be here today. Our open scripture comes from John 14 and 2. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. The word house appears more than 2,000 times in the King James Version of the Bible. For today's message, we're going to look at the word house metaphysically. In Unity, we often interpret this scripture as describing states of consciousness. So today, when you hear the word house, we're talking about our states of consciousness. Metaphysically, the Father's house represents the infinite spiritual realm, and the many mansions represent the infinite possibilities within consciousness. There are countless ways for us to experience an intimate union with the divine. In other words, we must take God out of the box. But who gets to really decide how God accepts us? John 14 is a scripture frequently read during funerals to offer comfort to mourners, implying that their loved one is now in a better place. But what if we look at this scripture differently? What if we see it as a tool for living right here and right now? We can begin by having our own direct and personal relationship with the divine presence within us. Another scripture that comes to mind is 1 Chronicles 4 and 10. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hands would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. These passages invite us to expand our consciousness, to explore new dimensions of the divine within this very life. It calls us to discover our true spiritual home and allows our lives to become reflections of the divine kingdom. The answer is in the house. Let us look at another story found in Luke 10, 38 through 42. Jesus visits the home of Mary and Martha. Since this is Women's History Month, let us pause and reflect on the divine feminine energy that lives in all of us. This nurturing, creative, intuitive, receptive energy is part of every soul, regardless of gender. In this story, we see the divine feminine expressed in two diverse ways. Martha is busy running around preparing food and making sure everybody's comfortable, has water and a drink. And Mary, on the other hand, is sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his teachings. In those days, usually only male students had the opportunity to study directly under a teacher. Yet, here's Mary taking her place as a student. When Martha complains that Mary is not helping her, Jesus responds in a powerful way. He says, "Mary, you do Mary, and Martha, you do Martha." Service is important, but Jesus reminds us that undivided attention to our spiritual life is even more important. He affirms that women are not just servants, but learners, seekers, and spiritual participants. Let's give a hand to all our women. The deeper lesson here is balance. We must balance the Martha spirit of action with the Mary spirit of contemplation. service and stillness, action and awareness. The answer is in the house. Another takeaway from this story is that each of us has our own unique way of expressing God. I think about my dear brother James Earl, whose spiritual path took him from Presbyterian to Quakerism. I remember Pam questioning, a Quaker, how did that happen? And mine from Presbyterian to Pentecostal to Unity. Now, you talk about a journey, that's one. In my own journey, I've had thoughts like, ooh, I'd like to deliver a message like Reverend Sylvia or Reverend Searle. Ooh, I wish I could teach like Reverend Milton, meditate like Fisher, be enthusiastic like Reverend Ricky, exercise like Skip, sing like Wayne. But eventually, I realized something important. God did not create me to be a copy of someone else. Each of us has our own unique way of expressing our godness. And when we stop comparing ourselves to others, start honing our own spiritual expressions, we discover something powerful. The answer is in the house. Scripture shows us God's love and cares for us. In Luke 15, 3 through 7, Jesus tells the story of a shepherd with 100 sheep who notices that one is missing. How many of us would have said, oh, I got 99, let me keep going. But the shepherd leaves the 99 sheep and looks for the one that is lost. In this story, the shepherd is a representation of the entities of God watching over us. Then, in Luke 15, 8 through 10, a woman loses one of her 10 coins inside the house. She sweeps and searches frantically, carefully, until she finds it. In the house means the coin of the lost person was in the church or in the truth. These parables remind us that whether we feel lost out in the world or even lost in the church, we are still precious to God. We are always worth searching for. Each of us is inherently deserving of recognition and discovery. Because the truth is, the answer is where? In the house. Now, unity is based on practical spirituality. So the question becomes, how do we rely on what is in our house of consciousness when facing everyday life? Jesus gives us guidance in Matthew 7, 24 through 27, when he speaks about a building, your house, or building your house on a solid foundation. Whenever I encounter situations that appear less than godly, I return to these fundamental unity principles. There is only one presence and one power in the universe, in my life, God, the good, omnipotent. God is absolute good and everywhere present. We are co-creators with God, shaping our realities through the thoughts we hold in mind. Through prayer and meditation, we align our hearts and minds with the divine using tools such as denials and affirmations. And through our thoughts, words, and actions, and yes, watch that I am statement, we live the truth we know. These are the tools we can use every single day. Because when the storms of life appears, we do not want to be standing on sand. And metaphysically, sand means unconscious minds, the impermanence of life, and the passing of time. We are standing on spiritual understanding. Because the answer is where? In the house. And this reminds me of the powerful words of Joshua 24:15, when he said, "As far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Today we can affirm that my house represents my mind, my body, and my spirit. God has given us the gift of choice. We can choose how we entertain thoughts that enter our consciousness. We can choose love over fear, faith over doubt, peace over chaos. I recently received an inspirational message that I believe is particularly important to share. Mindset is everything. The difference between a good day and a bad day often comes down to your attitude. Your mind is a powerful thing. When you fill it with positive thoughts, your life begins to change. Consciousness is the state of being aware and responsive to your surroundings. If you want to shift your life, you must shift your mindset. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. And remember this, we're all at different stages of our journey. Each of us is living in our own mansion of consciousness. There is no right or wrong place to be, only different phases of spiritual growth. So I leave you with an acronym for HOUSE: honoring our unique spiritual expression. Each of us is a sacred dwelling place of the divine. And we remember who we truly are. As we remember who we truly are, we discover that everything we need, every bit of wisdom, every ounce of love, every spark of divine power has been within us all along. Because the answer is where? In the house. Blessings.